the makers of Clipper Craft Clothes for Men, and 924 leading retail stores from coast to coast, present the world's most famous detective, Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes is portrayed by John Stanley, Dr. Watson by Alfred Shirley. Our stories are based upon the character of Sherlock Holmes, created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The dramatizations are by Edith Miser. And now, once again, we turn into the familiar gate. The wind whistles cold and sharp through empty branches. A brilliant October moon peers intermittently from behind scudding clouds. Hello, what's that in the good doctor's window? Pumpkin lantern. Dr. Watson is celebrating Halloween early this year.
Come in, Mr. Harris, come in. Why the delay on the doorstep?
Why, I was just admiring your Halloween decorations, Dr. Watson.
A work of art, eh? Presented to me this afternoon by my youngest godchild. It's supposed to ward off goblins and witches and other nefarious familiars who are abroad this time of year.
You mean who are supposed to be abroad, Doctor?
Not necessarily, Mr. Harris. Not necessarily. Here, take this chair by the fire.
Thank you.
Did I ever tell you of the time Holmes and I had a rather terrifying encounter with the notorious Laughing Lemur of Hightower Heath?
Why, you know you didn't, Doctor. Who was she?
A witch who had been buried centuries before on wild and brooding countryside known as Dartmoor. This adventure took place on All Saints' Eve, the particular witch's Sabbath, which you Americans refer to as Halloween. And there I go off the deep end as usual. Suppose I pause to pour us each a glass of fresh cider, while you pay homage to our sponsor.
What could be fair, Dr. Watson? To tell you that Clippercraft suits sell for only $35 and $40, with a few special models at $43.75. To say that Clippercraft top coats and overcoats sell for only $35 to $40, and sport jackets for only $24, is only half the story. Because you really only begin to appreciate that these prices are astonishingly low when you've seen Clippercraft clothes. Custom details in the form of correct styling, perfect fit, luxurious tailoring, and rich, long-wearing fabrics are yours in Clippercraft. Manufacturing ingenuity and a really great distribution idea make all this possible. Available to you in your own local independent store, where friendly attention is traditionally yours. For through the Clippercraft plan, 924 leading stores across America have concentrated their buying power, resulting in tremendous savings in manufacturing and distribution costs. You'll be amazed at Clippercraft's values. Compare Clippercraft with clothes selling for many dollars more. And now, Dr. Watson, to return to the witch on the moors.
Oh, right. It was one morning several years after my marriage, a brilliant fall day. The last day of October, to be exact. Mary and I had just finished our matutinal Finn and Harry when a violent jangle at the front door bell heralded a telegram from my erstwhile partner in crime, Mr. Sherlock Holmes. As nearly as I can remember, it ran, "If convenient, meet me Paddington Station, 10:15. If inconvenient, come anyway. Bring service revolver. Don't suppose you have any silver bullets."
Silver bullets? What was the meaning of that inquiry, Doctor?
As a matter of fact, that was my first question after Holmes had settled himself in the corner of our railway carriage. Holmes, I gather from your telegram that we're about to embark on another investigation. A dangerous one, judging from the fact that you wish me to bring my revolver. But why the facetious inquiry as to the silver bullets?
Because it's a common superstition among the natives of the moors of Devonshire that the evil spirits who are bound there can only be killed by a silver bullet.
Oh, who's interested in native superstitions?
We are, Watson. We've been urgently summoned by Sir Lionel Fenwick of Fenwick Hall, because a long-dead ancestress of his is supposed to be on the prowl. It seems she's not only playing all sorts of outrageous pranks, but actually threatening the safety of his infant son, born...